giving the boss an apple. First day on the job.
First day on the job, an apple.
Free, I'm bringing the boss an apple.
I figured. You've really turned the corner.
Thanks.
So day one on the job, how do you feel?
I feel employed again. No. I'm fired up. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I think...
It's so much happening right now. No, it's been... I'm excited. We got work to do, man.
A lot of work to
do. That was like when we were closing things down last night.
Yeah.
And this morning. And just, you know, being up that early doing that stuff. Yeah. Tightening the things up.
Yeah.
That's when the reality starts setting into, okay, even though we've talked, the reality is setting in, okay, there's all this stuff going on. It's like, no, we got work to do.
Well,
you know, we got work to do. It's like we need to get this stuff out of the way here and get it launched.
Yeah, get your star status out of the way. So
star status.
You know,
star didn't have a lot of shine anymore.
What a great situation though, Scott. And I mean, kudos to NBC and Sirius for allowing you to, you know, finish your.
They're awesome. I mean, you know, I talked with the NBC folks again this morning. They're being awesome about the Sirius guys or Cohen's, you know, Cohen.
Yeah.
It's funny, I got all the guys that I do that Monday morning show with. When he got released, those were some of the first guys I heard from, you know, Louis Gold, Bob Papa, Dave LaGreca, who hopefully next week we can get on with them. You know, because I'm still doing the show Monday.
Yes, right.
But, I mean, we need to get on with those guys. They're awesome.
I'm fired up for, you know, you to be back in the saddle with Lionel and myself. I mean, LV, think about that. We go back to Lionel Vitale days many, many years ago.
Think about this. I've worked with Lionel alongside Lionel in Cleveland, Baltimore, the Jets, the Patriots, and now. The only stop I've made along the way that LV and I haven't been together is the Chiefs years.
Yeah.
It's, I'm fired up. The thing is, it's you know, and everyone needs to... We need to make this point clear. It's a partnership. This is not, you know, and that's what it is. Think about how young we were all when we, you know,
when we started together.
It's kind of funny.
We were all obviously learning on the fly, trying to figure out what was up and what was down.
Hey, no texting and driving here.
No, I'm trying to take care of my alarm. Don't be bossing me around.
That's not bossing. That's saving your life.
So football, we're about ready to go here to kick off an off season. It's going to be, again, a lot of work involved, but it's going to be productive.
It ain't work. Seriously, this ain't.
That's right. It's not.
This ain't work.
Yeah. But I mean, having an opportunity to be down on the field coaching, it's the first time we have ever, or I've ever been around the coaching of the game. Have you?
Yeah.
You guys coached it ever?
Well, when I was the Browns in like 90, I want to say it was 90, it was the 93 or 94 draft. Prepping for that, you know, I was in my slappy role, and we got the Senior Bowl. And it's funny, Bill and Mike put me. I was like the go-between, the liaison between Eric Tillman, Eric Tillman, who was the head of the Senior Bowl at the time, and me. And man, it was like this logistical nightmare. Because remember, this is without cell phones. This is without. So when you had to like communicate,
you have that cell phone like strapped to your hip with a big old cord next to it, or something?
A cranker too.
You know, you never have been the most technologically savvy. Although I see that you're carrying an iPhone.
Dude, I have made so many strides in this last year.
It's because your daughter's kicking your butt to make sure you are.
I'm telling you why.
FaceTime, great thing.
I follow this. The Twitter thing now too. The guys at NBC showed me this tweet deck thing where you can find out what's going on. It's almost like information overload. I have to shut it down sometimes. Just can't process it all. But the Senior Bowl thing was cool because that was the year. I can't remember what season it was, but it was the draft. Remember Joe Cocozzo from Michigan and that crew? They were on. Yeah. You know, that was some bunch now. It's amazing the difference, just how quickly so many things can be done. This is still great. Hey, Savage has done still some job in this thing. I mean, he's taken it. He's upgraded it in so many ways.
I was talking to Dave Caldwell about that the other day, and we both agreed. Having a person who's been a general manager and been around the NFL for so long and understands the logistics of all this and the needs that we have. And, you know, I talk time and again, and you've talked publicly about it as well as I have. I mean, these games are great because you get a chance to see, you know, the, you know, ostensible best talent in the country against the best talent.
Yeah.
And then when your coaches are coaching, they're down there and they can discern the intelligence level and the character level of some of these guys. What a great opportunity. Well, I've never been around here for a game day. Of all the years that I've been around, this is like 24 years for me.
The only game day I was here for was the one we coached.
Yeah. Well, we're here.
There's Steve.
Let's see how your first day of work goes. Thanks for the apple. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, got to bring the boss an apple, right?
You're a good man. Welcome aboard.
Awesome. I'm fired up for this. I am more than fired up.